Well, there's a new reality competition show in the game. It's called Real Country, and it's airing on USA Network, and host Graham Bunn is joining us on the line to talk about it. Hello there.
What's going on, man? Thanks for having me.
Well, okay, thanks for joining us. Now, when I heard there's another singing competition, I was like, okay, here we go again. So let's talk about what makes this one different, because there are some real key distinctions, aside from having superstar and fellow Canadian Shania Twain on it, of course. But tell us about the new show.
Well, very understandable. I get your hesitation on certain levels, but I do want to say that I really feel like Real Country has done a wonderful and amazing job at providing another platform for very talented artists to come out and share their craft and their art. And honestly, this show is all about country music, which is great. You know, sometimes music shows that they do a great job of covering a broad breadth of music and a broad breadth of expertise levels.
Mm-hmm.
Well, on Real Country, we're all about country music, and we have only wonderful and amazing professional artists. There are no bad performances. There are no bad auditions. Every artist that comes on our show has been handpicked by Shania, Jake, or Travis. So everyone is represented very well. And if you like good music and you like seeing people go after things that they dream about, you're going to love this show.
So let's talk about it then. How did the celebs find these artists? What's the connection?
Well, some of them just ran across them in their life. I believe, if I'm not mistaken, one of the artists that Shania brought, she saw performing in a hotel lobby in which she was staying. They were the hotel lobby performers. Also, they held some auditions where Jake, Shania, and Travis were able to look through and sort through some audition tapes, audition footage, and handpicked all the artists that they felt encompassed the things that they believed was real country to represent them and the genre of country music on this show. So, I can't speak enough about the time and energy that the panelists put into bringing the best available talent they can find to America's viewing pleasure.
Now, are the superstars, are they coaching and guiding the contestants along the way, sort of like The Voice in a way?
Yeah, I mean, I believe that for everyone on The Voice, there are some similarities in our show and The Voice, and that our panelists and superstar judges, they are not giving the scores out. They are there to encourage, support, give advice, and help these artists become the best possible country artists they can be. And the live audience that's inside our country honky tonk bar, because this is filmed in a honky tonk bar, will be giving scores and determining who our winners are. Showcase that we do.
Okay. Now, from what I understand, there's also money on the line every week. Is that right?
There is. So we're doing 8 episodes. The first 7 episodes are going to be showcases in their own right. So the first 7 episodes, we will have 3 artists on each show. There will be a winner in each one of those episodes. They will be winning a cash prize and moving on to compete in the grand finale. So all the winners will come back on the grand finale, compete for $100,000 and a chance to perform at the Grand Ole Opry.
Now, this is the thing. The winner performing at the Grand Ole Opry, it does not get any bigger than that for a country music singer, right? That's big time.
It does not. No, you can't put a price on that. Every superstar on the planet that's come through Nashville has performed there. It's hallowed ground. It's just something very special, important to all entertainers, but definitely with the history of the Grand Ole Opry radio show and just all the performers that have been there, it's something that everybody is really looking forward to. It's a big prize.
Now, from what you've seen of the contestants, and I'm not asking for any spoilers, but maybe a little bit, who stands out at you? Who should we be watching for?
Well, there's a ton. You know, the ones that come to mind right now, Copper Chief, Jada Dreyer, Jamie Floyd. One of the things that makes it so difficult is that each and every one of these performers have done 100 to 150 shows on their own in the last calendar year, out and about at colleges, fairs, festivals. They've just been, needless to say, they're professionals in their own right, and this is just another platform to hopefully turn a new leaf over and get them the exposure they need to become the next big country star.
Sometimes we hear about the celebrities on these singing shows. You know, they come in with egos or whatever. But who's been the most high maintenance? I'm guessing it's Travis. Am I right?
No, they're all pretty. they're all pretty even high maintenance wise. Just kidding. They, you know, and I'm with their schedule. I can't rave about the panelists enough in that all three of them, while filming this show, were out on tour and were staying later than they agreed to, were putting extra time in with the artists that were there to compete. I mean, they were far and above all in when it came to this show. They couldn't have been easier to work with. You could tell why they were successful. They just, everything they did was above and beyond the call of duty. And hopefully one day I will be as successful as them in whatever I choose or end up doing full time. But again, I am a big fan of all three and cannot rave about their work ethic enough.
Well, I have to say, there's one thing about, you know, interviewing country music artists on our country music show is that very genuine, very giving, very caring, as you're saying. What comes to mind is Lori Morgan getting her hair done at home about less than an hour before performing at the Grand Ole Opry. And here she is on speakerphone with us talking. And she was actually getting rushed along and kept telling them, no, just a second, I'm just on the phone here. I'm just on the phone. And I was like, wow, that is a class act right there, Lori Morgan. So it certainly does speak to the genuine care that these artists have. And I can only imagine if they're mentoring fellow artists, it must be 10 times as good.
Yeah, I couldn't have said it any better than you just did, and that is so true, and especially on this show. Even about, you know, each artist or each panelist has invited who they feel represents real country to them. But even with the other panelist artists, everyone across the board was very encouraging, very authentic, very genuine. It took time out of their day, whether it was film or off film, saying, hey, we just want to help you. We want to give you as many tools as possible to make you the best artist that you can be. And at the end of the day, they believe that this show will produce the next real country star, and I think they're right.
I'm going to put you on the spot again. So given the three superstars that are on the show, you've got a chance to duet with each of them. What song are you doing with each one?
I would never do that to country music, nor would I do that to anybody listening. And I also gifts from all three of them, so I can't pick this one.
Okay, so you're still, maybe, is there a wrap party? Maybe, is that around Christmas? When is the show over?
Yeah, it's going to be over right around Christmas time, so I'm playing my cards right. I'm hoping to get three nice gifts.
All right, well, we're going to be watching. When can we catch the show?
Make sure you tune in Tuesday nights on USA Network, 10 p.m. Tell your friends, come watch, support. We love you. We need all the help. If you want to support all these new young artists.
All right, well, check your local listings, everybody. The show is called Real Country. Graham Bunn, thanks so much for joining us today.
Thank you.